You've seen Alien Screw with Space Truckers, Space Marines, and Rejects from Space Jam. Now, prepare for DJ Fede Alvarez to remix the classics into something brand new.
I'm Science Officer Rook.
Okay, slightly new.
Alright, this is what the Colonial Marines used.
At certain points new. Only new when they birth a full-grown Michael Rapaport.
You miserable, motherless mother...
Alien Romulus. Come work for Weyland-Yutani, a company formed by the merger of SpaceX and Amazon.
Due to a shortage of workers, you're being transferred to the mines.
They failed to contain a xenomorph outbreak for, what, like the 100th time? And now, the perfect killing machines you remember face off against a new challenger, this gang of clueless orphans.
Should be in and out in 30 minutes.
In the easiest win for an alien since Omni-Man versus Rush Hour. I know it's the worst line in the franchise, but Weyland-Yutani deserves what's coming for it.
Bought out by Walmart.
Ironically, that's the only place you can still find Alien vs. Predator. Move over, Sigourney. This final girl is the actress who bought all the vowels. Kiailii Spiani. She's Rain, a beautiful child of mine workers dreaming of a better future, like Zoolander in space.
Hey, Pop. I thought maybe I could work the mines with you guys.
Her only companion is Andy the Android. He was meant to help raise her, but in a cruel twist of fate, he was only built for dad jokes.
Why don't monsters eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
And he crashes more than Windows 2000.
You're okay. I'm resetting you.
Rain, did I do something wrong? He's just frozen up.
He's just rebooting. It's gonna take a couple of minutes.
But Rain can still count on her trusty robot to help with some light fingering. And to know just enough to set up the stakes, but never enough to break the tension.
They track heat by sound, but primarily by heat signature.
If we raise the temperature in the room to match our bodies, would that make us invisible to them?
Just one way to find out. As a matter of current will violently contract his tail flexors and will break her neck.
Maybe if it's frozen, it won't choke her.
That could work.
So what's the point in giving us the guns?
Because the creature may see it as a threat, and maybe won't charge at us dead on.
Maybe.
Big maybe.
Thanks, Andy. That's almost helpful. Joining them is the Goonies. If they often said die, Tyler the Orphan says he learned to soldier from video games.
Where'd you learn all this?
Games and magazines.
But when this is what games look like, I call shenanigans. That guy's a Marine whose backstory got cut.
This is an F-44A pulse rifle. It's rotating breech electronic pulse actions.
Bjorn the Orphan hates androids for orphaning him.
Well, Synthetic made the call to seal them, with Bjorn's mom still trapped inside.
And he made a solemn vow to never speak legibly again.
And I heard the cryo sleep. Just makes your ears feel like one night of heavy drinking, apparently.
Do you want mine? Navarro is an orphan pilot who's killed off right away. Good thing her job can be replaced by two buttons.
Press the button.
And Kay is an orphan who is way too pregnant to go on a space heist.
Who's the father?
Some
one of a weird craving strikes for, like, pickles or the goo from Prometheus. Mmm, prequel goo. Together, they'll have to deal with a zoo's worth of Xenos, featuring the most awkward facehuggers in franchise history, who can't see you if it's too warm, and share an AI app sense for where a face should be. Almost. Oh, wrong side, other side. Okay, but imagine how good they'll be in another 5 years. But the real threats come from the franchise's usual gang of spiky parasitic d**ks. Plus one undrafted center from Serbia who's going to turn things around for the Pistons next season. And the ultimate villain to anyone who's ever played a video game. Doors.
Can you open the door?
Doesn't have a clearance to open the door.
Oh, I can't.
You almost closed the door on it.
Yes, but I didn't.
Open the door.
I'm afraid I must deny your petition.
Please open the door. Why
won't
you help me?
Open the door! There was nothing I could have done to save her.
Could have opened the door!
Obviously, plotting against them from the start is Rook, a synth who's like the team at every entertainment company, still trying to do his job despite being slashed in half.
I humbly request your services now to finish our mission.
Just in time for spooky season, Ian Holm stars from beyond the grave.
Get out, however you got in.
In a performance that does for acting what Snapchat filters did for portraits. And sure, a human actor could have brought something new to this role and wouldn't have made the film complicit in the same ghoulish greed it rails against.
Have mercy and end her life now.
That's it. So strap in for a fun but safe take on some sci-fi horror classics that's got the same old grimy dystopian look, even though a world with no touchscreens is a plus for me. The same familiar themes of familial love versus capitalism run amok.
I'm afraid I have a new directive, to do what's best for the company.
And the same brutal alien action done well enough to keep me hooked for three more of these dumb things. What can I say? I'm a sucker for a good tentacle. Never skimp on the tentacle. H.R. Geiger said that. Starring the rainy and spainy falls mainly on the plainy. Oh, brother, spare parts thou. First person looter. Her womb connects them all.
Oh, my. Oh, we are what?
I'm sure that egg is a very nice person. An actual synth. And it's true. This man has no dick. Alien. Similis. Has Weyland Yutani considered making an android that, I don't know, doesn't worship the monsters who want to crack us open like king crab legs?
Lack of oxygen and food is of no true consequence to this perfect organism.
So, no then.